I am making use of the one thing I learned of all the things my father tried to teach me, the art of memory, from This Room and Everything in It by Lee Young Lee.
Nancy Chen Long is the author of Wider Than the Sky, which won the Diode Editions Book Award, and Light Into Bodies, which won the Tampa Review Prize for Poetry. Her work has been supported by a National Endowment for the Arts Fellowship and the Poetry Society of America Robert H. Winner Award. Welcome to The Poet's Weave. I'm Romaine Rubinus-Dorsey. Nancy, what poems have you brought for us today?
Reverberation. At home, working on a client's website, an archive of Yiddish memories, I look up in time to see a yellow poplar topple. Yesterday was Holocaust Remembrance Day. The hummingbirds have arrived like they do every April, flitting toward the lower branch of a weeping willow to the only one of five feeders that remains. Year after year, even their offspring remember. The tree falls across a point where a creek branches into two streams. With my noise-canceling headphones on, all is silent as the eight-story poplar crashes in the morning light, branches at first quaking, then slowing to stock still. My husband cuts a cross-section of the poplar's trunk. Look, 20 years ago there was a fire, and that year there a drought. He points to the tree's rings, as if memories had been written on each circle. I remember the grade school lesson. If a tree falls yet no one hears it, did it make a sound? Yesterday I heard a lie. Less than 2 million Jews were lost during the Holocaust. I also heard a truth. The first American airstrike against Americans was in 1921. A 35-block area attacked and bombed, a black neighborhood in Tulsa. It's missing from our history books. Fewer and fewer of us remember fewer and fewer people that were killed. The waves of our collective memory ripple outward, slowly fading until we are left undisturbed, like the moss-covered water of a fetid pond. If 6 million people were killed in a genocide, if people were bombed by citizens of their own country, yet no one remembers, did it happen? The teacher says there is no such thing as sound. It's only compressed air. It's only if the airwaves encounter an ear. And even then, the ear doesn't hear. The brain does. I hear my mother singing, even though she's not here. Anniversary. She catches glimpses of you every year on this day, playing in sugarcane fields. You are always by yourself. She calls out your name, running in every direction, searching for a brother who has been lost for 50 years. Playing in the sugarcane fields, you are always by yourself, running barefoot in the mud, carrying something in your hand. Dear brother, who has been lost for 50 years, she spotted you 100 times, wandering barefoot in the mud, with a secret in your hand. But she never finds you. She spotted you 100 times, your small shadow in a clearing of cane or in a hint between the stalks. But she never finds you. Still, twins share a mind, and she is certain of your shadow in a small clearing, an ink blot of you between the green stalks. I would burn joss sticks at the altar for you, but she says no, you are still here. Twins share a mind, and she is certain. She calls out for you, searching in every direction. I would burn joss sticks at the family altar. Sister says no, you are in the cane fields. She catches glimpses of you every year.
You've been listening to poems by Nancy Chen Long on The Poet's Weave. I'm Romaine Rubinus-Dorsey.